like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Mary Urena.
And this is It's Movie Time.
And I'm glad it's movie time.
Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy were a part of my Abbott and Costello youth. And now there's a movie out with Steve Coogan and John C. Reilly as Stan and Ollie.
Long overdue to have their story told.
Boy, I think so. I've been through this before, Mary. These teams that don't get along, crushing problems and so on. Do we have that with Stan and Ollie?
I think we do, although they're used more as an example than I think what was true to life in terms of the depth of their animosity that may have created. And I think it's actually a beautiful representation of just the chemistry and the special chemistry and the brilliance that they had that raised them to the heights of fame in the mid-1930s when the world was in a depression, looking for relief and happiness and joy when they went to the movies. Stan and Ollie were actually paired together by the studios and became this brilliant comedy team that even Abbott and Costello and those who came after them cite as much more brilliant and genius than they ever were. And I think that's portrayed in the film.
This is a really mellow movie compared with what I thought it was going to be.
There's not a lot of throwing of things or anger.
Right.
In fact, when they finally have their confrontation in a very public manner, it's very subtle and more focused on their dialogue.
It's true to life. I think they were pretty nice guys.
And I also think they shared values, which also came through in the film. They, in real life, were very dedicated to the audience. Stan Laurel, very famously, was listed publicly in the phone directories, and anyone could call him, and he would take in a call, and he would personally answer every single fan letter that he received.
I know.
And Oliver Hardy was the same way. They really had a love and appreciation for the audience that completely comes through in the film in such a lovely way.
You're going to see these aging world celebrities dealing with the fact that Abbott and Costello are eclipsing them, that they have to take a tour in order to revive their careers and maybe get a film contract, and it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, 16 years later, really after their peak.
Yes.
Sad or bittersweet, because they still are comic geniuses.
Yeah, they show Stan Laurel doing his writing even past the death of Oliver Hardy. We have a few moments, not enough for me at all, of when they're creating, where he presents to Ollie the lines and they work it over.
Interestingly, John Reilly, who plays Ollie, and Steve Coogan, who plays Stan, had to learn about each other probably the same way that the real Laurel and Hardy did.
Yes.
And they've, by working through the routines that, and they really only recreate one very specific routine. They pay homage to a lot of their other.
Is that the hospital
comedy
scene or
the Way Out West dance?
The dance. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Where they talk about how they had to rehearse and rehearse
that,
because not only was that the one scene that they were recreating, but they also had to recreate then errors that Stan and Ollie made, or liberties that they took, both when they filmed it for the film, which is shown as the opening of Stan and Ollie, the film. But then they also perform it later on stage during their tour of Britain, where they're now 16 years older. Ollie is much heavier and in poor health. So they actually had to learn the routine perfectly with the errors, and then as aging men on stage.
Oh, Mary, I just was moved by these older guys shuffling on that stage so beautifully. And then when they show the actual, the original, and see how really brilliantly they impersonated these guys. But there's more than one critic who would tell you that impersonating is not easy. Coogan and Reilly are brilliant in this. The secret to their success was their respect for each other.
And, they definitely had that.
Well, Mary Urena, here we have the team of John and Mary.
who don't even hold a candle to the comic genius of Stan and Ollie. But we have a good time.
Stan and Ollie, what grade would you award?
I'm giving it a B.
I'm going to award it an A minus. And I'm doing that because I am not half as analytical as you are.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.